Hey friends, welcome back to season two of the Fuel Your Feel Good podcast. I am so stoked to be back after a quick break in August to spend some time on behind the scenes things, some fun adventures, some fun family stuff, and now I'm back better than ever to podcasting for Fuel Your Feel Good. This season, I have already interviewed some amazing guests, and I have a couple more lined up that I'm super stoked for as well. But if there's anyone you'd like to see on the podcast, please shoot me a DM at dr.kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, M-C-G-I-N-N on Instagram, because I always love hearing from you and what you're craving and what you're craving to learn. This podcast really truly is all about teaching you how to be your own healer, teaching you how to manage stress, how to take better care of yourself, how to better advocate yourself in the wild, wild west of the medical and wellness world. So if there's someone you'd like to see on here, definitely pop it in and stay tuned because the guests coming will be ranging from anything from Ayurveda to neuro drills to Reiki to pelvic floor physical therapy and so, so much more. I am truly so excited and also so stoked to be back for this podcast. This week, we kick off with a solo episode with yours truly, a special treat. So let's dive in to this topic. We're going to talk about finding movement that works for you. Now, this is something that is really near and dear to my heart and really prominent in my life as a physical therapist, as a personal trainer, even as a yoga teacher. I find that a lot of people that I work with struggle with either finding the movement that works for them, the exercise plan, the workout plan, the movement plan, whatever you want to call it, that works for them and their body. I find a lot of people have stories around movement and their experience with movement, good and bad stories, stories they don't realize they have. And that there's a lot of emotion and sometimes ego tied to what your exercise plan is. So today I just wanted to share some of my own experiences and some of my opinions on finding movement that works for you. First, let's dive into a little bit of my movement story. This is something I go through with a lot of my clients. And when I ran my group coaching program, Nourish Your Nervous System, this was an essential part of the process is whether it be writing down or reflecting on your movement story, it can be really powerful to understand your motivations and your challenges with creating a healthy movement plan. So from a very young age, I was active. I remember loving swimming, playing in the yard, running around after my cousins. I started soccer when I was in kindergarten, basketball when I was in fourth grade, and lacrosse, I think, third. I was a three-sport athlete all through high school, and it was a huge, huge part of my identity. I actually tore my ACL playing lacrosse in high school, and it was one of the worst things at that time that had happened to me. And it really did shape, not to sound super corny, who I am today. And I've written about this on my blog before, about things I've learned in my own healthcare journey that brought me to where I am today. I'll link that below. And maybe that's a podcast one day, but if I didn't tear my ACL, if I wasn't a three-sport athlete, I wouldn't be in the career I am today. That really made me fall in love with being a physical therapist and made me want to be a physical therapist in the first place. Before I went to physical therapy for my knee injury, I didn't know that that was a career. So that played a huge role in kind of how I navigated my high school years and even into college. I played college lacrosse, which had a lot of highs and lows, and I'm sure I've alluded to it here on the podcast a couple times. I have very mixed emotions and feelings about my experience playing college lacrosse, and we'll dive into that more in a moment. And then after college, I ran a marathon, the Boston Marathon. I got into yoga. I started my yoga teacher training. In college, I became a personal trainer. And really just movement was and still is a huge part of my life. Professionally, personally, it's a way that I regulate my mental health, take care of my mental health, take care of my body and my mind. And even still, I love moving my body. I genuinely love exercising. I love challenging myself. And still, I have struggled with movement over the years. And I want to return to kind of a few points in my story that I shared there that kind of shaped how I view movement. So number one is when I did tear my ACL when I was in high school. I remember realizing how important at that time movement was to me as a way to relieve stress, because I vividly remember I wasn't allowed to run for the first couple months after getting the surgery, and having a really stressful day at school, like a lot of tests, a lot of studying, probably some high school drama, you know, the drill. And I remember just thinking all I wanted to do was to get out and run or walk, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it because I wasn't allowed to, because my knee was still in a brace and not moving. And it's one of those times in my life that I look back and realize, like, wow, how much I use movement and exercise as a way to release stress, as a way to myself to kind of turn back inward, and how powerful it can be for taking care of your mental health as well as physical health. So that stands out in my journey a lot in my story. And then number two is my college experience playing lacrosse. Like I said, lots of highs and lows there, but one thing I do vividly remember is my coach would often comment on my weight, call me a big girl, told me I had clodhoppers, would only give me clothing in size extra large. She really didn't empower me to do better. She just beat me up. And that is seriously a whole nother podcast for another day. I love being on a team. I love playing lacrosse. I love the practices. I love the lifts we did as a team. But there was a certain point where I was using movement as punishment to make myself smaller, because I was getting that messaging a lot and because I had gained some weight in college. So it was top of my mind. So I've definitely gone through both ends of the spectrums in terms of movement, where I viewed movement as medicine and I could see how it could be medicine. And I also used movement as punishment to make myself smaller, to try to make myself better, to try to make my coach like me more. And that wasn't great for me overall. So over the course of my movement story, I had times where it was essential part of me and the times where I really used it to beat myself up. And I would guess that someone out there listening could resonate with that. And when I talk to my clients nowadays, I really want to emphasize that movement truly can be medicine. Movement can be healing on so many different levels. And it comes sometimes from shifting our own perspective first. Shifting how we view ourselves, shifting how we view movement first. And then another huge piece of that is finding what works for you. And that is really hard and really, really important. So if you're in this space where you are moving, using movement as punishment, there is absolutely no judgment. Just know that movement can be medicine. And if you're in a place where you're like, I hate exercise, I hate movement, that's also okay. I actually was there shortly after my back injury this summer, very briefly, and was like, I don't want to do anything. That's okay too. Just like any journey, any relationship, even any experience, there are going to be highs and lows. So when it comes to finding movement that works for you, you're going to have to experiment and you're going to have to go through some highs and lows and go through some challenges to get there. And that's all a part of the process. It's all getting you more information to better show up for yourselves. And that's what it's really all about. So how do you find movement that works for you, right? You might be sitting there and be like, that's all well and good, Carrie. You love movement, but I cannot find something that really lights me up. And I totally get that too. I was lucky to find yoga at a very young age and really dive headfirst to it. I was lucky that I liked strength training. I was lucky that I was introduced to hiking later in life, and that was just opened so many other doors. And those aren't always the experiences for everyone out there. So first and foremost, if you are looking to create a new movement plan, a new exercise plan for yourself, I want you to ask yourself three things. One, why do I want to create a new movement or exercise plan? Two, what is my current movement and exercise plan? And three, what do I want to get out of this movement and exercise plan? Because here's the thing. I believe that you can do anything you can put your mind to, but I also believe you cannot do everything at once. Believe me, I've tried it. Doesn't work. So what do you want to get out of this movement plan? What are you currently doing? And how do you feel too when you move? That's where you start. And then the next step is trying new things. I am all for trying new things. Try Zumba. Try going for walks. Try strength training. Try yoga. Try boxing. Try hiking. Try rock climbing. Try swimming. Try kayaking. There are so many different ways to move your body out there. And I really truly believe they are all equally powerful. Find what works for you and leave the rest behind. One thing I also often say to my clients, and if you're a client listening, you'd be like, oh yeah, heard that before, is now is not the time to be forcing yourself to do things that you hate. If you hate running, please tell me why you are forcing yourself to run 3 miles three times a week. If you hate yoga, and I love yoga, and I'm saying this, if you hate yoga, if it makes your skin crawl, if it makes you feel crappy every time you do it, why do you keep forcing yourself to try it? Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't give something a second chance. I think that sometimes, depending on the teacher or the experience or our mindset is that our first time trying something can be really tough and might not have the feeling that we want it to feel. But if you have been trying to be a runner for the past 10 years and it just isn't sticking, maybe it's time to try something else. Without judgment, without labeling yourself as good or bad, skinny or fat, whatever, no labels. Try something else and find something that even if it doesn't light you up, you at least feel good doing. And I think that's what we forget a lot, is that we're moving because we want to feel good in our bodies. Not because we want to torture ourselves. And I do have to add a brief side note. Feeling good and challenging yourself are not mutually exclusive. So when I say that we move to feel good in our bodies and that movement should feel good, I don't mean that you can't challenge yourself and get your heart rate up and sweat and feel your muscles working. I recently took up biking and my goodness, does it kick my butt sometimes. These hills in the Berkshires are no joke, but it's hard and my heart rate gets up and I'm sweaty and it's challenging and it feels so, so good. It's exhilarating. It's energizing. It makes me feel strong and capable. So there's a difference between feeling good and torturing yourself. And you can feel good and still challenge yourself. So that's just a little side note there. I think often when I tell people that I want their exercise to feel good, their first kind of instinct is to be like, well, it shouldn't be easy all the time. So that's just to kind of clear that up there. And then I also think that there's a lot that goes into movement of what's trendy right now or what the influencers are saying or what your friends are doing or this and that. It's not to say that you can't do what your friends are doing. Go for it if you guys want to go to yoga together. But we're all different people leading different lives, experiencing different things in our bodies, experiencing different things in our personal lives, our professional lives. So what I might need, it might be very different than what you need, than your best friend, than your mom, than your sister. That doesn't mean you can't share your joy in finding new movement with other people. That just means you have to realize what works for you might not be what's working for your friend. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. And giving yourself the space and the compassion to try things out, to try new things, to like certain things and not like others is a really powerful experience that you can give yourself. So to reiterate, you have to find out or figure out for yourself why you are embarking on this new movement journey. your motivations, how you want to feel, all those good things. And then you got to try new things. And another kind of piece of this is to understand that why that you might want to try different things depending on what the answer is. So if you're like, I want to feel stronger and more capable in my body, great. You might try strength training and Pilates and resistance classes. If you're like, I want to be able to get down on the floor to play with my grandkids, or I feel like the Tin Man and I want to be more flexible, maybe yoga and somatics or myofascial release is your go-to. If you're like, I want to get my heart rate up and improve my cardiovascular output, then maybe running or walking or hiking or biking is where you want to go. And I'm just giving a very small snippet of movements and exercise that I personally like or have experienced. So therefore it's very biased. There are hundreds of different ways to move your body out there. Some ones that I kind of feel like are not in my wheelhouse, but I've heard of lately are jiu-jitsu and gyrotonics and Zumba and dance classes and bar classes. Those are all wonderful too. So you want to know your goals, how you want to feel, and then you want to try things. And after that, you anchor into what feels good until it doesn't. I know, we just went through this whole process of finding what works for you. Now I'm telling you to ditch it. I am and I'm not. Different things, different movement experiences, different classes, different ways of showing up for yourself are going to shift and change as you shift and change. This could even be as much as seasonally, right? I was joking, you know, with someone, a friend of mine, he was like, I love hot yoga, but only in the wintertime. And I get it. He's craving something warm and energizing in the wintertime when it's dark out and cold out. In the summertime, he likes to be outdoors and exploring nature. Things shift seasonally within Mother Nature. Whether it's hot out, maybe you want more swimming and kayaking, water sports. When it's cold out, you want to be warm and inside. Things can also shift based on the season of life that you're in. So I had my friend Emily on the podcast for Ayurveda, and she'll be on in the next couple of weeks. And she joked that, you know, like in your 20s, when you're practicing yoga, you create this hot power vinyasa. And that might change when you're in your 40s or your 50s or your 60s. And it's okay. It's all yoga. But you just change as you want to change or as you need to change. So depending on the season of the natural world, you might shift your movement plan depending on the season of life you're in and depending on your goals. You want to train for a race, you might focus more on biking or running than you do on strength training. If you want to get flexible, you might focus on other things than running. It's about knowing who you are, what you need, and what your goals are ultimately. Once again, I believe you can do whatever you want at any age, but you can't always do it all at once. You can't be the strongest woman in the world and run the fastest marathon. You could, but you might have to dedicate all day to it. And that's great if that's for you. If you take one thing away from this podcast today, I hope it's this, that you deserve to feel good in your body and you deserve to find movement that works for you. It doesn't have to work for anyone else. You don't need to justify it to anyone else. You can find movement and exercise that makes you feel strong and capable and powerful and confident. I really believe that. And I believe that everyone deserves to have that experience. Now, my follow-up here and a little plug is if you don't know where to start, there is nothing wrong with asking for help, whether that be from your fitness-minded friend or a physical therapist or a personal trainer or a private yoga instructor. You don't need to be an exercise expert. You don't need to be an expert in all the different movement out there. You need to be an experimenter. You need to ask for help and try new things. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Heck, I don't do my own accounting. I hire someone for that. I'm not going to try to be an expert in things that I don't know anything about. Not everyone out there, just because everyone does move their body just by being human, doesn't mean you need to be an expert in movement. Hire out, ask for help, look at YouTube. There's 1,000 resources out there. So with that, I have a ton of different practices and classes on my YouTube channel. I'll link it below. Check it out. I have strength classes. I have yoga classes. I have different styles of classes. And try out different studios, different teachers. Find what works for you. Last thing I do want to say on that note, because it just thought of it, is if you've tried something once and you're not sure it's for you and you want to try it again, I recommend trying a different instructor or a different kind of studio or vibe. Sometimes, you know, there's yoga and every single person teaches yoga slightly differently. So it could be the instructor. And it's not saying they're a bad or a good instructor. It just, it might not vibe with you. And that's totally fine. So go forth, experiment with movement, think about your movement story, try new things, and ask for help. I'm here if you need anything. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week.